Reading from March 30th, entitled, Our Study Now and in the Hereafter. That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 7. Disobedience has closed the door to a vast amount of knowledge that might have been gained from the Word of God. In eternity, we shall learn that which, if we had received the enlightenment that it was possible for us to obtain here, would have opened our understanding. And understanding means obedience to all God's commandments. The plan of God's government would have been understood. The heavenly world would have opened its chambers of grace and glory for exploration. Human beings would have been altogether different from what they now are in form, in speech, in song. For by exploring the minds of truth, they would have been ennobled. The mystery of redemption, the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ in his mediatorial character, the incarnation of Christ our Redeemer, his atoning sacrifice, would not be, as they now are, vague in our mind. They would have been not only better understood, but altogether more highly appreciated. These themes will employ the hearts and minds and tongue of the redeemed through the everlasting ages, and new developments of them will be opened up, which Christ longed to open to his disciples, but which they did not have faith to seek and grasp. Forever and ever, new views of the perfection and glory of Christ will appear. Men of decided piety and talent catch views of eternal realities, but they are not understood, because the things that are seen eclipse the glory of the unseen. By many, man's wisdom is thought to be higher than the wisdom of the divine teacher. So God's lesson book, containing treasure, is looked upon as old-fashioned, so much as to be thought tame and stale. But it is not so regarded by those who have been quickened and vivified by the Holy Spirit. They see the priceless treasure and would sell all to buy the field that contains it. Many drink at the low, turbid waters of the valley, having forsaken the fountain of living water, the pure snow water of Lebanon. But those who make the Word of God their study, those who dig for the treasures of truth, will appreciate the weighty principles taught and will digest them. As a result, they will themselves become imbued with the Spirit of Christ, and by beholding, they will become changed into His likeness. Those who appreciate the Word will teach like disciples who have been sitting at the feet of Jesus and have accustomed themselves to learn of Him, that they might know Him whom to know aright is life eternal. Taken from Manuscript 45, dated March 30th, 1898, entitled, Hidden Treasure.